The Frog at the Window, A Completely Wild Christmas Tale by Scott J. Langto, with illustrations by Michaela Brannan. Dedicated to our families who always made Christmas magical. Tonight was the very first storm of the year, and surprising how much it had snowed. The Randalls were packed and all ready for bed, with plans to wake early and then hit the road. Now Christmas was only a few days away, thought Katie, relaxed by the tree. How will we ever reach Grandmother's house when it's snowing so hard I can't see? And then as she sat staring into the night, through the blustery, snowy white fog, there stood in the cold window's lower right edge a tiny green shivering frog.
Hey, Mom, there's a frog at the window, squealed Katie, and he looks really cold.
That's nice, dear, said Mom, barely listening. Now off to bed. Do as you're told. At dawn, Katie rushed back to the window, but her green little friend was no more. And as Dad took her hand, saying, come now, we're late, her best mitten fell square in the door. Then as soon as their car disappeared on the hill of their long yearly vacation ride, the door to their warm, empty house left behind opened up, and her frog peeked inside. Hey now, what have we here? He croaked to himself. It's much nicer than my muddy stream. There's curtains and carpet and plenty of space. Bye-bye, cold forest. This place is a dream. So he quickly hopped home and packed up his things, and he moved them all into the house, then claimed the big armchair as his favorite spot, where he settled in snug as a mouse.
Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lone!
And speaking of mice, two now stood at the door, before barging right in with the breeze. They jumped in the armchair and grabbed the remote, changing the show to a special on cheese. Our kind little frog was surprised, to be sure, and was eager to tell them to go. But their right to be there was equal to his, so he sulked as they talked through the show. When at once Mrs. Mouse sat up with a jolt. Is that water? I hear a blub blub. They followed the sound to the bathroom nearby, where a beaver had built his dam in the tub. It was sturdy and proud with a grand waterfall. Hey there, new neighbors, said a beaver's wide grin. The location is great, and the water is fine, and the window is open, so I let myself in. Turning and grumbling with a sense of dismay, Froggy saw footprints he'd not seen before, which led to a room at the end of the hall, where he took a deep breath and threw open the door, where settling in was a family of bears who were testing the bed one at a time. It's too soft for our backs, Mom and Dad both agreed. Well then, said Baby, this one is all mine.
Hello, little frog, growled the big father bear. Our bed search has us in a bind. We sleep through the winter, as you likely know, and this man cave is one sweet, sweet find.
Froggy sighed and trudged back to his armchair, no longer sure what he might face, where to his wide eyes, some rabbits were running. That's right, they were deep in a race. A stern owl perched its nest in the bookshelf. Two fat squirrels had laid claim to the tree. A snoring red fox lay asleep in the dog bed, plainly drooling for the whole house to see. It's then our frog knew they were all there to stay, as they rushed about acting like fools. So to save his new home, he gathered them up, and together laid down some house rules. Rule 1, simply put, do your business outside. Rule 2, keep your room neat and clean. Rule 3, one they couldn't stress strongly enough, trying to eat someone else is just mean. Rule 4, no loud music beyond 10 p.m. Rule 5, fix what you break, my dear. Rule 6, and perhaps most important of all, everyone out by the first of the year. Then they all set their thoughts on the big holiday, and each helped deck the halls in their style. Before planning a party, the best of the year, that would beat Halloween by a mile. And soon, just like that, Christmas Day had arrived, and their lives felt like one giant treat. They sang and they danced and exchanged simple gifts, but what they did mostly was eat. Then all of a sudden, the fun came to a halt as some humans strolled up to the yard, where one stood and stared at the house for a while as the other scrawled notes on a card. "We have to do something! They've seen us for sure!" whispered Frog, voicing all that they feared. So they all struck a pose in a Christmassy scene. For which the only description is weird. But it worked. They left, and the party raged on, once they quickly closed every last shade. Then at last they grew tired, and each crawled into bed, so in love with the home they had made. Now it's true, you know, that old phrase that they say, that all good things must come to an end. Soon the date on the wall said it's near time to go, so pack up and hug every new friend. They cleaned and they scrubbed and reordered the house. Yes, even the dam pulled its plug. They woke up the bears and relaundered the sheets, and they hid the big stain in the rug. And just as the Randall's car rolled up the drive, as though it were destined by fate, every critter and creature had now up and gone, leaving Froggy to close the rear gate. "Hey, Mom! I found it! My lost mittens right here!" squealed Katie as she reached the top stair. "Well, aren't you lucky," said Mom with a smile. "It was Gram-Gram who knit you that pair." Oh, so glad to be home, the Randalls relaxed. But the house simply didn't feel right. The couch cushions sagged, there was fur on the towels, and the water bill gave Dad a fright. But the oddest of all things hung on the door, a blue ribbon announcing they'd won. "Best Christmas display, most creative in town. Your use of stuffed animals, what fun!" It's then Katie raced to a window again and saw Frog leave the scene of the crime. She leaned out and yelled as he hopped toward the woods, "Well, I sure hope you had a good time!" So now every year, when the holidays call and the Randalls are packed and away, Katie makes sure she has left out her key, so her friends have a nice place to stay. The end.